Welcome to East Meets West, episode 53. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang.
And we have a special guest, Veronica Beaumont.
You've made 53 of these things?
No kidding. 53.
Wow. Why?
Well,
why
we're in the process of making the 53rd.
Where does the time go?
Is it me, or does someone notice a bit of incredulousness in her voice?
Yeah.
53 of these things?
You mean people have listened to 53
wow.
of these things?
Hey, wait. We never said people listen to them. We just said we would make them.
No, but FeedBurner says people download
See?
Them.
That's good.
Still doesn't mean they listen.
Hard
you know
proof.
What? I
Hard
bet
proof.
You. I bet you our podcast is one of those ones that SETI sends out through the giant radio telescopes.
It's probably accidentally causing SETI to think they're receiving alien transmissions that are now being jammed by the NSA. Mm-hmm.
And they probably think that now the aliens want like a healthy dose of old-fashioned soda.
It wasn't actually an extraterrestrial spacecraft that was hovering over Chicago O'Hare Airport. It was actually Roger Chang in a parasail.
I thought you were going to say a fat suit.
Or
okay.
Fat suit.
Yeah, geez, thanks.
And a parasail.
Hey, everyone know on my sandwich diet, I've managed to do the...
Wait. What's the sandwich diet?
The sandwich diet. I've been eating more sandwiches to stay away from like heavy, fatty foods like the steak and...
Meat
prime
loaf.
Rib and yeah, meatloaf.
So you have steak sandwiches?
No, I have chicken sandwiches.
And meatloaf sandwiches?
Bacon sandwiches?
Like potted. Although I never understood the whole concept of potted meat. That is just kind of nasty.
So you have sandwiches with chicken or turkey or...
Chicken, turkey sandwich, yeah. Yes.
And that's it? No cheese? No?
No, I take the cheese. Well, it's a sandwich. You
Are
can
you
layer
Subway?
The thing.
Subway diet?
You mean the Jared diet?
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. I just ate a lot of fatty food this holiday.
This is the Roger Chang diet part two.
No. The thing is I fell off my diet.
Right.
So because I was drinking copious amounts of
soda,
mm-hmm. eating copious amounts of fattening, sugary confections like cupcakes, cake, other varieties of cake, layered cake,
cupcakes,
cake with fruits.
Cake
fruit
on
cakes.
Cake.
Yeah,
fruit
cake.
Fruit, good fruit cake's good.
Nothing like a little cake on cake action.
Tasty cakes.
Hey, keep it clean, Belmont.
Coming in and ruining the family.
Moon
now we're
going
to have to put a clean time.
Moon pies are nasty.
Now, what?
They are
they
so
are not.
What is it? It's
ding dongs, ho hos.
You don't like marshmallow?
I like marshmallows and s'mores, and I like marshmallows and a marshmallow again.
No wonder you're
moon
on the sandwich
pies.
Diet.
What? It's not like I eat moon pies. Exactly. I don't even think you can buy moon pies.
What,
in
you don't like
all
lard?
The moon pies in the world, I'd eat them.
Actually, if you eat at a good Mexican restaurant, you're probably eating lard.
You'll be eating moon pies.
No.
Do you ever get the
fat makes everything taste better?
It does. That's why we
what
like
does?
It.
Why does fat make things taste better?
Because
good?
It's sinful, Belmont.
No, it's because evolutionarily we need fat was hard to find. So the
it's
body learned to crave the fat so that we would go after it, be motivated to go after it and get it. But in this modern age.
I was testing you.
Ah, did I pass?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
It's a sin. It's a sin.
Because Roger,
gluttony.
In his
gluttony.
Western Catholic tradition, has to see everything as guilt and sin.
It's Catholic. I don't think it's technically a Western tradition. There's a lot of...
Is this like Japan not being part of Asia?
Hey, I'm still right on that one, all right? Culturally, they have a very westernized attitude.
So
a
now
lot
the
things.
Catholic Church is not Western,
Everything
it's Eastern?
No,
about-
I'm saying that Catholicism is a subset of a superset. There's no it's a subset. Subset of Western civilization, but it's, you can't, not everyone who subscribes to a Western
Mm-hmm.
belief is a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't roll your eyes and swing your tongue in your mouth.
I was
I
only
know about
swinging
religion,
my tongue.
I learned from the Da Vinci Code.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Sad.
I'm staying away from you.
I didn't roll my eyes. I just turned my head up.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's even worse. He turned his nose at me.
Oh, that's true. I accidentally did turn my nose up.
You're such a snob.
I hadn't thought about it.
Well, you elitist snob.
I'm just.
In your Ivy League covered condo.
I'm just hard to read.
Is that ivy or is that just a bush outside?
That's a
probably
bush.
Yeah.
There's no ivy cover in my condo. We got a Christmas card. East Meets West did.
We did?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I haven't had a chance to show
Who
it to
sent
you.
It? Who sent it?
Nicole Lee.
Oh, wait a minute. Doesn't she work for you?
Yeah, didn't work for me.
Tom,
I work with her here at CNET.
She gave me one too.
Yeah, but in the Christmas card she gave me, it says, East Meets West is one of my favorite podcasts. No kidding.
You know what I got?
What?
A bacon care package.
From Nicole Lee?
No.
Oh.
Your parents, right?
I was feeling really bad there.
Is it from your parents?
No.
Who sent you bacon?
Someone sent me an entire care package of bacon-themed items.
What do you mean? Bacon? Was it actual bacon bacon?
No.
No, no.
Oh.
Like bacon.
Okay, it was really to buzz out loud, but
bacon,
it had my name on it.
Bacon Band-Aids.
So she basically ate like 2 pounds of bacon without sharing?
No, there was no edible bacon. This was all...
There was edible bacon. There was the gummy bacon.
Oh, well, yeah. But gummy bacon. Not meat, basically.
Wait a minute, isn't that just coagulated pork fat?
No, it's candy. Sugar.
They cut candy shaped like bacon strips.
You can't have any. You're on the sandwich diet.
Yeah, that's
do you have
true.
Bacon sandwiches?
We can make them a bacon
gummy
BLT.
You know
BLT.
What? I'm one of those rare people that I actually don't like bacon.
Whoa!
Wow! If anyone, if
do you know how much Veronica likes bacon?
Whoa!
You know what's funny is Veronica. You're one of the, you know, not to put you down. You're one of the, like, the thinnest people I've ever met. I don't see how you can like bacon.
I'm blessed with a fast metabolism.
I hate you.
Yeah, I used to be blessed with a fast metabolism.
I used to be.
It'll all come back to haunt me one of these days.
I used to be blessed with a very big appetite. Thankfully, it went as soon as I hit 25.
Really?
I used to be able to pack away a lot of food.
Yeah.
When I hit 25, it just stopped.
You know what my trick is? I just eat until I'm not hungry anymore.
And then
I don't
you stop.
Eat until my stomach hurts. I don't eat until like I feel sick, which I used to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat until even like I'm kind of vaguely uncomfortably full. I just eat until I'm, you know, not hungry, and then I stop and save the rest for later.
So in other words, you just snack 24 hours like a cow.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I have to say the Belmont diet sounds better than the sandwich diet. Not the Chang diet.
To each their own.
So now, is the sandwich diet a subset of the Chang diet? Or
no,
is it actually
it's a rectifying to put me back on course.
So
what's
it's
the
a,
Chang diet?
Oh, explain the Chang diet to Ms. Belmont.
The Chang diet was, I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, that was
No more than two sodas a week.
No more than two sodas a week. Staying away from red meat, but I ate, chicken, pork, vegetables, lots of rice. And grain.
There were some other
pasta.
Numerological significance to it.
Oh, I only ate twice a day.
Right.
I
when?
Don't, like lunch and dinner.
That's bad.
No breakfast.
No breakfast.
In the Chang
you should
diet.
Have your biggest meal should be earlier
yeah,
in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Guess what? I don't wake
meal.
Up early enough to eat there. And by the time I get to work, it's only 2 hours until lunch anyway.
Yeah, people make the mistake all the time. You should have a big breakfast, a moderate-sized lunch, and then, a small but filling dinner.
Then why are you starving by 12 every day?
I don't know.
Well, obviously, someone doesn't practice what they
preach. I actually, right, this is going to be bad because I actually don't usually eat breakfast.
See?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You know you should.
I know I should.
But so Veronica actually following my diet, sort of.
Accidentally.
Whatever.
Except I only drink diet soda.
But she drinks soda.
I drink tons of soda.
But no sugar. Well, no.
Yeah, no real sugar.
No corn sugar sweetener.
I don't know.
That
whatever
stuff's
it does.
Horrible for you. The corn syrup.
It's like crack. I can't stop drinking it.
It's the caffeine.
You know, yeah, I can't stand. Ever since the 80s, we had to put up with that crap.
What, corn sweetener?
What, crack?
Corn sweetener.
And crack.
Hey.
That's true. It came out in the 80s, right?
Actually, it came out earlier, but it was popular in the 80s.
Popularized.
Like Barry Gordon's The Last Dragon.
Well, they used to give it away free in the grocery stores if you bought enough
stamps.
Twinkies.
It was one of those
Eagle stamps, yeah.
Before, they used to just lace your stamps. Now they just give you, like, crack.
Oh, I miss those days.
Wait, so what we were talking about, soda?
Yes, corn syrup, sweetener, don't like the stuff.
Mm.
But, it's in everything. It's really hard to not ingest.
You say that in jest. No.
It's good to see that the new year hasn't really brushed off your
Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Roger?
To get a date.
Anything else?
Get lucky.
You were doing that all last year. No, anything.
Actually,
new,
no, last year.
I emphasized the new in New Year's resolution.
Let me see.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. Same as last year. Just do all the stuff you didn't get done last year.
Yeah, basically.
Finally get around to it. All right, V, you?
You can see my list of resolutions at veronicabelmont.com.
I did read your list of resolutions. One of them had to do with Buzz Out Loud.
Make Buzz Out Loud more popular than Twit Indignation.
Oh, that's what it was.
Mm.
We should have an East Meets West resolution, Roger. Make East Meets West more popular than...
VeronicaBelmont.com?
No.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not going to happen.
That's already done. It's so easy.
That is not true. Did you see the Blogger Babes thing?
Oh.
I know V doesn't
want
to talk about it, but I'm just
saying.
Wait
a minute. Did they make
I
you
didn't
do
see
like
your
a
name on that, Roger.
I'm not a babe. And if to I was, some.
Says you.
Oh, is there something I should know?
Well, babe could be a guy, yeah. Right? You could use that. Like, he's such a babe. I've heard women say that. I've heard guys say that.
Dude, I have to say, though, the picture they used, not babelicious.
Is that the one that's on your CNET card?
No, that one's even worse.
It was just a screen capture.
But I'm doing something with my hand. I'm like, I know you can't see this. This is not...
Basically, her eyes are going one way and her mouth is pointing the other.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, Gizmodo ripped off somebody else's idea of doing the top blogger babes. And Veronica made both lists. And then a bunch of people started ripping off Gizmodo and doing their own lists.
It was like 100 million.
Oh, yeah.
100 million lists.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember the blog that started it. And then Gizmodo. I think Gizmodo linked to that original blog, no?
I don't think they did until the guy commented on the post.
Until he got upset. But yeah, some guy started it, and then Gizmodo popularized it, and kind of like crack in the 80s.
Like crack.
And now everybody's doing it.
Smoking, eating, tasting.
You will laugh when you see this picture.
All right. Now I got to say.
LOL.
And.
Go to my site. I link to it.
VeronicaBelmont.com.
The original.
You could be the John Dvorak of East Meets West.
Me?
You left out the A.
No, Veronica.
Oh, that's good.
You spelled my name wrong.
Oh.
Nice one, though.
Veronique. What do you think of the redoing of Archie and Veronica comics, Roger?
Did you see that?
No.
Oh, wait. He's busy
typing. Terrible. Now keep going down.
Whatever. Jeez.
There is nothing more fascinating than listening to one person tell another person how to find something on a website.
Oh,
this is going to take a while.
Jeez. You're very like, destructive.
Jason Adkins wrote a comment.
That's
on
you?
That's not me.
East meets
West.
Wait
a minute. Look
52.
Nothing like you.
Thought I'd just say something worth listening to while you guys are fighting over there.
That's cool. Oh, there you are.
Okay, now you finally found
it. Truly photogenic. Who's that?
I don't know. Lindsay Campbell,
of host of Wall Strip.
You know.
Wall Strip?
You know, Lindsay.
You know Wall Strip?
Uh-huh. No.
It's next to Walmart?
Uh-huh.
Where you buy stripping at discount prices?
Uh-huh. Well, seeing as that joke went nowhere, what did Jason say?
Oh, Jason said, just looking for a cheap plug, but seriously, climbing Mount Everest has to be one of the dumbest things any human can do. Plus, the expeditions are litter bugs with oxygen bottles all over the place up there.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, I think some of the Sherpas make their money by going back up the mountain and clearing it off.
Yeah. Taking those cans and reselling them for refill.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Sell it to the crazy Westerners.
Yep. So I think people liked the video version of East Meets West. I want to thank Eileen for editing that.
Yay. With me laid back with the microphone in my face.
You looked very chill.
Did you watch it?
Chill.
Yes.
You actually watched? Oh, because it has you in it. That's why.
Oh.
Although he doesn't actually listen to the podcast that often.
Hey, I've been very busy of late. I've been busy trying to get shows for DLTV done so everyone could go home at a reasonable hour. Yes.
It's your martyr complex.
It is. One of these days it'll pay off.
Punter.
I think it'll peak somewhere around when I'm 30. Wait a minute. Damn it. Already 30.
Already happened. Punter Joe said, I'd like to nominate Roger for junior curmudgeon status.
Yeah,
that means
you're not that old.
Junior curmudgeon?
Junior curmudgeon? How can you be a junior curmudgeon? At that point, aren't you just kind of...
You're just not old enough to be a full-on curmudgeon.
I'm irritable. ICS.
Irritable curmudgeon syndrome?
Irritable Chang syndrome.
Anyway, Punter Joe says, the way he went on about the retweak Star Trek and other things reminded me of my geezer friends who always complain about CDs, MP3s not sounding as good as the original vinyl.
I don't think that's a very respectful way to refer to your elder friends.
Do you prefer CDs and MP3s to vinyl and cassette?
Actually, who the hell uses cassette as an audio?
Who prefers cassette?
Yeah, I mean... If you're going to use a tape format, you either go with the standard, you know.
Let's do East Meets West as if it were on cassette. Well, so I guess somebody has to talk. But
but you can do, I mean, you get reel-to-reel, that's good, because that's usually what you master on. I mean, I'd even take 8-track over if it weren't for the fact that 8-tracks always constantly lose their alignment. But no, I prefer CDs. Actually, I like vinyl. I don't know, people not
like
vinyl.
Vinyl's
great, but...
Punter Joe says, how about some real heresy? I noticed they finally released the Star Trek animated series on DVD. Maybe someone should take the original audio and totally CGI the animation a la Polar Express Final Fantasy.
Whoa.
Hey, why stop there? Do the same thing for the original series and have an entirely original crew CGI epic.
You know what I found?
Why not?
I was in a vintage furniture store.
Furniture?
A vintage IKEA store?
What? I can't talk. A vintage store. And they had a copy of a Voyager script for $20.
No
like an
kidding.
Original Voyager
20 bucks?
Script. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was it a copy
you didn't
of
snap
the...
it up?
No, I didn't. That's Voyager totally. Was not my favorite.
How do you know if it's the original script?
No, that's true.
It definitely you know, looked like an original
you know,
script.
You know, I could say, like, here's the original screensaver script. You know, granted, I have it somewhere on a floppy.
Who would
but...
want that?
Oh, you chuckle and jest.
Speaking
but...
of taunting the Rottweiler.
You know, someone once bid $300 on my Comdex badge.
Really?
They did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I in know. Your face, Belmont.
I'm gonna start selling stuff.
No, you got to sell stuff people want.
And then you have to give the money to charity, right, Roger?
You know what? I don't even know what they did with that. There's supposedly someone was in charge of it, and it's one of those many things that fell through the cracks.
I will actually be selling my G5 on eBay soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
Unless you sign it or wrap
that
it
would
in
be
bacon.
So
no,
weird.
No. Why are you using eBay, not something like Craigslist? Like that way.
I don't know. I could use Craigslist. That's true.
No, because I'm thinking about selling off my old G4 like for $150.
I feel like no one's going to buy it.
Well, no, they will. Depends. If you go to Balcom.com, they actually list a lot of the used Mac prices. Mm-hmm. And usually they kind of price high. So if you maybe take 10 or 15% off what they're listing, that's probably a reasonable price to sell your machine for.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Star Trek. I know I am a fan of New Voyages, but apparently Andy Melton is a fan of Hidden Frontier.
Wow.
Have you heard of this before? HiddenFrontier.com.
Only in the adult section.
And they make their own... No, it's not
oh,
in the adult
Chang.
Section. They make their own new Star Trek episodes. It looks to me like
oh.
they're...
Oh, wait.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
you
no.
were telling me
we,
about
we
that.
Talk-
Remember we...
It's on the queue.
No, that's Star Trek New Voyages.
Oh, it's different?
Where they make old... version they make the old original series new episodes.
Oh.
Hidden Frontier looks like it's like a whole new cast and ship and everything.
I think oh. it was on that site. Remember I showed you fanboytheater.com? They had uh-huh. that whole section on Star Trek. I wonder if it's still around.
Man, I want to do something like that.
Yeah,
that
I,
so
I gotta take a look at this and see it comes recommended from Andy Melton, so I trust
I want to do a fan version of Land of the Lost.
According to Andy, it takes place after Voyager happened. So it's like continuing the timeline of Star Trek.
Hmm. You know, the thing is, Voyager Great. Is a very crappy series to leap off from or
I
spin
agree.
Off from. No, not only is the ship really nondescript and blatantly ugly.
It could be Enterprise.
Sheath thy claws, captain. Belmont. Sheath thy claws.
Enterprise is coming to Sci-Fi Network. Oh, and they have hilarious, I mean, if you've seen it, they have hilarious commercials where they're trying to make it sound like super cool. The fact of the matter is, the last two seasons of Enterprise I enjoyed. The first two
you
seasons were
it?
Difficult. I watched the whole thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I like the story arc. What can I say?
The Sulabod.
The Star Trek story
and the time.
Arc.
You know what? I actually do like the whole story arc in Enterprise, but it just seems like some of the execution they did with the acting and the special, not so much the special effects, but for example, you know how the Enterprise doesn't have the attractor beam yet? So they use a very simple harpoon and cable method.
Uh-huh.
You would think they would have a slightly more sophisticated.
How very Reavers of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
You know what I mean? It's very salvaged feel. I don't know. It just,
well, yeah, because the Vulcan's been keeping them down. Yo.
It's
Yo.
Hot in here.
So what are you
Turn
saying?
Down
you
need-
I smell.
Oh, man.
yeah, that was one of the, probably the most out of track.
Timothy... Let me save it. Timothy, save us. I'm with Roger on the heinous act of adding foreign CGI elements in Star Trek, the original series. This isn't simply enhancement, but literally deleting images and scenes of the show and removing one of the pillars of the TOS cult franchise. I've seen the screenshots of remastered scenes, and it certainly takes away from the visceral charm of TOS. I'm starting to get upset, he says pissed off, actually, just thinking about it right now. An example in another medium would be taking literature and deleting paragraphs here and there and replacing them with new work. The reason being, when the book was written, the author didn't have the technological resources of the present to aid in research. I disagree with Timothy on the analogy. I understand why he's upset. I think an analogy is more like taking the original artwork from a book, the illustrations, and then replacing them with new illustrations. Because
yeah,
you're not changing the story.
No, but at the same time, I mean, I agree with Tim on this. I like to give the analogy, it's a very Lucas thing to do. It's
yeah.
like, hey, let's revamp Star Wars and put on all the new scenes that I thought needed to be in there. And, you know, basically not giving any of the fans the option of viewing the original as it was presented.
Although eventually he has put out the original.
Yeah, based, no, you mean
on DVD, yeah. He put out the unremastered ones.
Yeah, but those were taken from the Laserdisc.
So?
So you're getting even more reduced resolution. I mean, his whole excuse was, I lost the master celluloid.
Of the original, of number three, New Hope, sure. Probably
no,
did.
No, he lost, I think, yeah.
He lost all three?
I think he can't, you know what, this is the belief that I and a few other people have, is that he's basically waiting until he can come out with an HDVD or a Blu-ray version, and then he's going to charge you like $80. Yep. It's a totally Lucas move.
Timothy says, Savage. Culture is not static and not bound to physical parameters. I have to ask, what the heck are you smoking, Roger? Western society? I would have loved to hear that in my social theory class.
Hey, I've taken social aspects of media and philosophy, and you know what? They're all full of it.
Well, they're not full of it.
Yes. Don't disagree with me.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I mean, yeah, it's true. Culture is an organic thing because, you know, any culture that does not grow or change is essentially a dead one. Like Latin.
Ross C. Brown saw the video version and said, Tom's house is not like CTU from 24. For some reason, I imagined it like that. Django rocks, and the little clips at the end were cool. Nice to see the video.
Why would he imagine it looking like that?
Because he's a huge 24 fan.
You know, I imagine it. Actually, when I think about doing this, I always think it's like done out of the garage.
Timothy says, I was wondering if headphones might be easier for you guys to use when podcasting. I was wearing headphones. You couldn't tell.
But Roger doesn't because Roger's hearing is so bad, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The last clip with you and Django is the best.
I love how she just sat.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even see that. She just sits down behind me. She's so good. I love my dog.
For dinner.
Yeah. Four drumsticks. Thanks for the longer episode about the video version. Loved it, says Rodrigo. I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about Saddam on your next episode. We haven't
yes,
yet.
He hung.
Did you think he had a fair trial?
No. But you know what?
No, of course he didn't.
But in the context of where he was at and what he did to you-know-who, or whom, you know what? I hate to say it, but it's very much live by the sword, die by the sword kind of thing.
Rodrigo's coming for me in Gears of War, by the way. That's the other part of the comment.
You know, it's all about dashing behind cover.
Yeah, cover. I'm good at that. But then as soon as I leave, huh?
You know,
I got pwned.
Ryan Block pwned me.
Pwned me.
Yeah,
over and over. Yeah. It was really upsetting.
I'm just no good at it. I mean, I don't.
Why can't people
to be.
Say he bested me? He pwned me
with a three. Then I could say it.
Yeah.
B3ST. Yeah. Anyway, Andy Mellon says Django is a lot prettier than I expected. I was expecting a rag doll.
Well,
what kind of thing is that to say?
I don't know. It's
maybe he thought you were very unhygienic and kept a very hairy, mangy dog around.
Well, did you talk about how she's mixed breed?
She is a half Rottweiler, half Shepherd, and probably some.
You know, it's very progressive of you to have a dog that is of a mixed breed origin.
Rottweiler and German Shepherd. They are all from the... Oh, wait. Is Germany part of the East or the West, Roger? Because I remember... It doesn't
depends
go on
if you're including what used to be part of Prussia.
Ooh, I'm actually of Prussian descent.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
That explains your warlike tendencies.
And lust for bacon.
Yes.
Prussia known for its great lust of bacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I think Prussia was considered part of the West. I think it's kind of weird because weren't we discussing this earlier that Russians actually don't consider themselves Western?
Right, because we were saying that the UN includes all of Russia's population
as part of Europe,
even though only like one little nook of Russia is technically part of Europe.
Like to consider themselves Eurasian, that section between
Central
Europe,
Asian and Eurasian. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's really all one continent. I mean, the fact that we even call Europe a separate continent is kind of a Western concept.
It's a very ethnocentric concept.
It's a very long peninsula is what it is. Jason Adkins wrote, just posting on my new MacBook, the white one with an 80-gig hard drive.
What?
I decided not to spring for the black MacBook or MacBook Pro. Anyone going to the USA 7s in San Diego in mid-February?
No, I'll be busy.
Rugby 7s. I wish I could go, but I won't. I will be covering the event for the website I write for and was looking for good restaurants near Petco Park.
You know, I hear there's actually a big, not only South African, but a lot of English and Scottish pubs around that area that feature a lot of the rugby teams.
You're not going to like this next comment.
Oh, yeah. The one from...
New Order Steve?
Yeah, I read that one.
Roger is wrong. Fixing up the old episodes is fine, dagnabbit. How about going back to Metropolis and adding in the missing parts that are lost forever to time?
That's too different things. One is you're restoring a film that fell into disrepair over time. And the other one is substituting the original content for more contemporary content because you think it looks snazzier.
I think it's fine either way. As long as you preserve the original version, you get options.
I think it's a false analogy.
I think adding stuff is stupid.
No, you don't.
No, I really do.
You think stuff is stupid?
It's like adding
a director's cut?
It's like adding a third person to a podcast.
I mean,
What's the difference?
Things that didn't exist in the... Oh, I'm leaving.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't say it.
I think adding stuff to the movie is stupid.
Well, in the Star Trek thing, they're not adding. They're changing the
look. I'm talking about Star Wars.
You're talking about adding the things. See, I like it. I like to see, oh, okay, that's interesting. Because it doesn't get rid of the original. It's just another take on it.
Remastering is one thing, but actually adding stuff that didn't exist.
I don't like Greedo shooting first. That changes the storyline.
What's worse is it's so ham-fisted the way they edit it. It's just that really looks like... It was the way it was shot. You could tell it's edited. And the thing when he's talking to who's a giant worm slug thing? Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Right.
And because originally when they shot that scene, Jabba the Hutt was just a guy. Fat guy, but
Right. No, I've seen the pictures, the still. I want to see that. I want to see Star Wars with that shot of the fat guy doing the lines.
They should have just wrote in a line where somehow he ate some mutagenic pills while at the Tatooine start, at the little club, and he turned into a giant worm thing.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to, what's his house in Chapter House Dune?
Oh, what would have been better? Is if Jabba the Hutt...
Muad'Dib and Dune?
Yeah,
you know?
What if Jabba the Hutt was on his shoulder? See?
That's where he got that worm idea.
You know where he supposedly got the giant the walkers?
From the cranes in Oakland.
Oakland, sorry.
Yeah, Oakland Port.
Yep.
I could tell that the first time I saw him. I'm like, that's where he got the at that.
That's also where they shoot Mythbusters down there.
Yes. Yeah. But they're actually based in San Francisco.
That's a myth.
I saw their van parked in front of my house.
Because I remember they shot an episode where they did, is it possible for someone to actually get stuck in a washing machine and die, when the washing machine goes off and starts?
Yes, I saw that on Law & Order.
But
so it must be true.
A little kid climbed in. No, it was CSI, I think, actually.
That's you can't even get your shows show. Correct, so how
That's
am I supposed
fiction.
To believe you?
No.
I think Veronica's light enough that we could stick her in the washer and see if that happens.
Oh,
she's
horrible.
She's actually pretty tall, though. We need,
And I put up a good fight.
We need double load.
Now with your
I'm
hands
scrappy.
Tied behind...
Scrappy.
Now with your hands tied behind your back.
I don't like where this is going at all.
No. I think we need to wrap it up again.
All right.
Thanks, Veronica, for sitting in and
putting
up with Roger.
Hey, I'm just trying
anytime.
To...
Anytime. I love
you're just
him.
Trying to
love
what?
Him. Love him. What are you trying to do, Roger?
No, I was just... Wasn't there one last comment?
There's several comments we didn't have time to get to. But there's the one that says Roger is right. Is that the one you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
The paintable wires comment?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
We'll end on that note. See ya.
Bye.